Gut. Can you all hear, or would you like to come a little bit closer? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Today on Giriraj Maharaj's Anakut Day, the day where a great festival is offered in his honor, I would like to bring out to your full attention the wonderful secret of the Giriraj pastime. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned this secret in a very, very endearing way. I think it is speaking to all of us, the secret. And I request you to now listen very attentively with the idea to understand what this could mean for your life. In the Govardhan pastime, Krishna wanted to show the Brijbasis that they should become totally dependent on him only, on nothing and nobody else than him. The Brijbasis, out of customary duty, had offered Indra a huge sacrifice, but Krishna didn't want that. Krishna wanted the Brijbasis to understand they should Mangikam Sharanam Braja, they should only worship him. No demigod, no insurance, no material security. That was the mission. Was Indra had become too proud. And Krishna's constant activity is to help his devotees by crushing their pride. So these two things we will hear a little bit, but first let me read from Prabhupada about this total unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord. Listen very carefully. It really is very deep. Having unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, one's friend, and one's master is the natural condition of eternal life. If you want an eternal life, you must practice this unflinching faith in Krishna as one's protector, friend, and master. And then he continues, a living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. Prabhupada says, we are most happy in our lives if we can actually go into a situation where we are totally dependent on Krishna. We are not happy if we make arrangements with a nice, comfortable apartment in Braj, or a nice family life, or a nice thing where we control everything so that the difficulties of material life will not get to us. No. We are most happy when we place ourselves into a condition of absolute dependence. The opposite, that is to make material arrangements for one's own security, the opposite tendency is the cause of fall down. One must draw or go towards the Lord in all circumstances. This is the instruction of a pure devotee who wants us to practice total. See, Krishna wants the living entity to come to this position. When he saw the Brijbasis taking shelter in Indra for their rain, which was necessary for the cows and the agriculture, Krishna was not happy with this. He wanted to, he said to his father, take all the ingredients which you have for Indra Puja and just worship with all of these things this mountain. Nanda Maharaj and the Brijbasi thought, oh my God, what will be the consequence of this? Indra will be very angry. Imagine, you know, we come to the president of Germany and we say, we have decided not to give any longer taxes, we will give the taxes to a stone. He would feel offended. You know, Indra, the controller of the universe, would receive milk products and yagyas, and Krishna said, this doesn't go any longer there. Give it to a mountain, a stone. Indra felt this is too much. He got offended. Am I not better than a stone? I think I'm better than a stone, no? He was really shaken with abhiman, with the false ego. So the Brijbasis understood this, that when we do this, Krishna, there will be serious consequences. And of course, no one had to wait for long. Indra sent a deluge, a flood catastrophe, which soon leveled all perceptions. You couldn't distinguish between valleys and mountains any longer. Everything was full of water. And the Brijbasis thought, my God, now we have the consequence of following our Gopal. But when Krishna saw the rain coming down, he knew, all right, I will now go and go to Giriraj. So his friend said, where are you going? It's raining so much. Well, I have to lift up Giriraj now to protect my people. You are not going anywhere. This is very insecure for you. And they kept him like this. Krishna, you are not strong enough to carry a mountain. Krishna says, I'm very strong. Then you first give us a proof, said the Sakas. First proof that you are strong. So Krishna looked at a Kadamba tree. It was a tree like this but stronger, which had a big branch. And Krishna said, I will twist this branch. So Krishna took this heavy branch, it was like this, and made like without breaking the branch, he said, we can use it later to make a swing there, and then we can do Julan. So the Sakha said, wow, are you strong? Okay, you may go. So Krishna knew it. The cows were mooing in distress. There was so much water coming down. So Krishna ran. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes, wherever his lotus feet touched, a lotus flower came out of the earth. Wherever his next foot touched, the next lotus flower came out of the earth. So Krishna ran in this way, all the way to here, and then dug a tunnel under the center of Giriraj, and then came out from the center and lifted Giriraj with his pinky. So this was how he proved that if one takes shelter under him, Krishna will know how to take care of the problematic situation. He proved it. But his other mission was, and I want to talk about this a little bit, to take the pride away from Indra.
Sorry, am I a little late?
Thank you so very much. Wow, this is the best of garlands with new improved colors. Drishta Shrutanu Bhavosya Krishna Syamita Tejasaha Nashtati Lokeshu Mada Idamaha Kritanjali. After Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill, Indra was perplexed. Indra had not heard of and seen the transcendental power of omnipotent Krishna. And his false pride in being the Lord of the three worlds was thus defeated. Holding his hands together in supplication, he addressed the Lord as follows. So Indra, after Krishna had lifted Giriraj and put him down, came to Krishna because he was shocked how strong Krishna was. And he felt very, very ashamed. You become humble when you see that you have made a terrible mistake. I don't know if you all are agreeing to it. When we see we have done a mistake, we go like, is that, so Indra came like this, very humble. But his humility was not out of love. His humility was out of selfishness. He was thinking to his mind, my God, now Krishna has dealt with, has protected the Brijbasis. Now he will turn to me and he will send Yamaraj after me. He is so powerful. He will now get on my case. So I better pray a little bit. So he began to pray, but not out of love. He prayed. He said, Krishna asked him, why did you do this? And he said, Mayedam Bhagavan Goshta Nashaya Sadava Yubhi Cheshtitam Vihate Yakye Maninati Vramanyuna. My dear Lord, when my sacrifice was disrupted, I became fiercely angry because of false pride. Thus I try to destroy your cowherd community with severe rain and wind. Krishna asked Indra, how is it possible for my devotee to do this? How, as a devotee, as a bhakta, can you even think of sending this, of reacting like this? And Indra said, I became angry when my worship was stopped. Then Krishna said, but when you feel angry, you control your anger. Why did you not control your anger? I cannot believe that my servant would ever do such a thing, become angry and then try to destroy the cows and my people. And then Indra says, anything is possible if someone becomes proud. You understand? Indra says first, out of anger I did this. So Krishna says, but then you take your intelligence and control your anger when you become angry. Like here, when the brahmanas attacked one of our devotees, our devotee was becoming extremely angry and wanted to send a Sudarshan Chakra. But then his intelligence came in and he thought, these are Brijvasis, they are worshipable by me. So he controlled his anger. Intelligence can be controlled by anger. But if you are proud, then that pride takes away your intelligence and you are lost. So, but then Indra, you know, after having this heart-to-heart talk, he says something very important. So he says, the cause of all these problems, of my problem was false pride. And then he says, Tvayeshanu grihitosmi dvastastambo vito jamaha Ishvaram gurum atmanam tvamaham sharanam gataha. O Lord, you have shown mercy to me by shattering my false pride and defeating my attempt to punish Vrindavan. To you, the Supreme Lord, the Spiritual Master and Supreme Soul, I have now come for shelter. So, Sri Krishna sees that in the association of Giriraj and his association, Indra is no longer trying to just avoid trouble. He reveals his mind and he says, my mistake was, I'm so proud, and out of pride, I couldn't be intelligent and see you as you are, and therefore I just went crazy and wanted to destroy Vrindavan. Then Krishna answers to him by telling what is his purpose. And my dear devotees, this is not just for those in the Govardhan episode. This purpose is the purpose of Krishna with every one of us to this day. He always acts like this to every one of us. The Supreme, he says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya te kari magavan makobango nugrinata maranusmritaye nityam matasyendra shriya brisham. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Indra, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. a man or a person who's blinded by the intoxication of proud cannot see me standing nearby. If I desire someone's real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. Indra, cello, you may go now. Execute my order and remain in your appointed position as King of Heaven. But be sober. Be without false pride. So this is this is what Krishna always does. You might have seen this as you enter the Kartik Vrata. As you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, what happens is your false pride is destroyed. You begin to understand that you are more fallen than you thought you were. You become surprised that you are so fallen. You actually didn't believe it. You're shocked. This is what is, but this is not wrong. This is Krishna's Vishesh Kripa. Vishesh Kripa means special, super special mercy upon his devotees. And do you know how you can get rid of this pride, which gives so much problems, so many sanskaras like anger and lust? Do you know? You have to, what Krishna says here. Anusmritaye nityam. Do you have to always remember Krishna? You have to have Krishna in your heart. That's the only way how you can get rid of sanskaras. See, here we live at Govindakund. You hear the ladies whole day like this. What do? They wash the cloth. They take soap in the cloth and then they put it in Govindakund. But then because the soap doesn't get out, they beat the cloth. There is an example. When you want to purify your consciousness, you usually take sadhana, a spiritual practice. This is like washing with soap and beating. Getting up early. Oh, too early, 4 o'clock. This is not my time, you know. But no, you get up, you beat your consciousness. You get up and you stay awake and you chant Hare Krishna. You go on Giridash Parikrama, like Ananda Nitai. Even when his feet are screaming, help to the German pharmaceutical industry, you know, help, help, help. He beats his consciousness. He wants to get these sanskaras out. But what do you do when the sanskaras are very deep? Soap and beating is no longer enough. The only chance you can do with a cloth which is really dirty is, if you want to clean it, you have to take it and you have to burn it. Then it's clean. Then it's gone. So this is what you have to do with your mind when you have a very, very, very materialistic mind, like I have, with a lot of pride and a lot of embarrassing material thoughts. You have to burn it by full abhinivesh, absorption, Bhagavati, in Krishna. This is the only thing which will take the dirt out. Tulsi, absorption, not just some Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, some Govardhan Parikrama when I like. You must absorb yourself in Krishna. That's the only way how you can get rid of these material contaminations in the heart. If you are absorbed in Krishna, anusmritaye nityam, this is what Indra has to do so that his pride of being the king of the heavenly planets will no longer work with him. This Lord Kapila in Bhagavatam speaks about this full absorption by giving an analogy. He says bhakti can dissolve the subtle material mind with its bad impressions, just like a healthy stomach can dissolve the food. You know, when you put food inside, the stomach burns the food and it comes out as ashes, you know, something like this, yes. So bhakti means the absorption in Krishna, the loving absorption in Krishna, that alone can free you from these terrible Western sanskaras and Eastern sanskaras, German and Bengali sanskaras. This full absorption in Krishna. A little Hare Krishna, Hare Ram will not help you at all. You must become absorbed. Samadhi. Nam Samadhi is necessary. Otherwise, it just scratches a little on the surface of the mind and some nice ideas can come. Oh, Krishna here, Krishna there. But to really, dissolve the materialistic tendencies in the heart, you need to become absorbed. Madanusmritaye nityam. So, after this very moving episode, Mother Shubha, Mother Surabhi, whom Indra had brought along with her progeny, the cows, offered obeisances to Lord Krishna and respectfully asked for his attention. And then Mother Surabhi said, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin, Vishvatman, Vishvasambhava, Bhavata, Lokanatena, Sanata, Vayam Achyuta. O Krishna, Krishna, greatest of mystics, O soul and origin of the universe, you are the master of the world. And by your grace, O infallible Lord, we have you as our master. So Surabhi then suggested, you are our master and not this Indra. Indra didn't mind any longer. His false ego was gone. This Indra we are not so interested in. We want you as our Lord and Master. And we will crown you here at Govindakund and make you Govinda, the Lord of the cows and the Lord of the senses. As ordered by Lord Brahma, she says, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra, O soul of the universe. You descend to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. So Krishna says, what, you want to give me an abhishek? Oh ho, oh ho. By whose order do you want to do this? Hare Krishna. Suravi said, it has been ordered by Brahma. When Indra was afflicted with fear, he went to Brahma to explain everything about your Govardhan Leela. So Brahma felt, oh, this is one of my men. He has made an offense against Krishna, and I did an offense in the past. I stole his cowherd boys. We are really in trouble of this little Krishna. We have to somehow satisfy him. So he said, Indra, don't go alone. Take Surabhi. Krishna likes cows. And you make an abhishek and you coronate him. You make him the king of the universe. It's my order. Then Krishna will also think Brahma has learned something from his past offense, you know. So then they did this abhishek. And my dear devotees, Airavata joined this abhishek. He sprayed Ganga water from the trunk. And then Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dashaha, and gave him the name Govinda. So all the demigods came here and they worshipped Lord Krishna with an abhishek. So we will now do this also. We will do an abhishek of Giriraj.